I'm joined by Cavs midfielder Simon Huckle after this evening's 3-0 win against Eastbourne. Simon, you got two goals today. How important was the timing of your first goal to give us that two-goal cushion?
Should have scored three, Hucks.
I think we knew we needed a second goal. So obviously it was important to get one early in the second half, and well, whenever in the second half really. But we seem to be more confident now, and we don't look like we're going to concede as much as we were in the last couple of games. So if it had to stay 1-0, then it would have done. But it was nice to get a couple more goals and sort of make it a more solid performance. And it was good to get a couple more goals on the sheet.
You seem to be in the habit of scoring some crucial goals. I remember last season you popped up with the winner Worthing at home at a critical time of the season. Do you always fancy yourself to score in these games?
I always like scoring. I don't score as many as I'd like, but when I get in there, I just try and get my head on the end of it half the time. Sometimes it works and I'll nick a goal, but other times I'll make a total mess of it and I'll score it or something. But no, it's nice. I do like getting on the score sheet. I think Dowse has said a few times before, I love scoring, and it does make a sort of, really gives you a spring in your step.
Especially after Saturday.
Rest of the game.
After Saturday, one off the line and then one disallowed.
Saturday. Yeah, totally. I thought the one over on the line, or whatever you said it was, I thought it was over personally.
Bobby and Carl have scored loads of goals this season, but how important is it to weigh in with goals from midfield and the rest of the game?
It is definitely. You can't just rely on your two forwards to score all the goals. I mean, Bobby and Carl, what is it, 50 goals between them or more now, so it's a massive contribution. But it's good when Liam's nicked a couple recently, Tommy has been weighing in with goals all season, I've nicked a few now, Lodgy's back, I'm sure he'll start scoring now, but he hasn't scored yet, but he's been winning us plenty of penalties. Which has made a massive difference. Yeah, it's good to have contributions from the rest of the team, and even Tom nicked one on Saturday. So, yeah, no, it does help.
One thing I noticed today, I was standing by the tunnel as the players were coming out for the second half, but it looked like there was a real steely determination in the players, a real focus in the eyes as they came out for the second half. What was said at half time?
Just what Dowse has been saying the rest of the time. I mean, we're fortunate to have gone in a couple of sort of one goal up in each game and that, so he just says to us at half time, just get our heads down, try and play with a high tempo, make the ball do the work really, make sure we're passing the ball quickly, get on the ball, get it out wide and get balls in the box. And when we've done that, we've looked dangerous, and every time we went forward today it looked like we were going to score. So no, it's just really to sort of get back on the ball, play with a high tempo, and we come out every game and try to do that. So
did he mention the Whitstable game at all? The same situation, one up at half time against 10 men.
Yeah, he did mention that, and we knew we had to clock on at set pieces, and I don't think they had one in the second half. In the end, we pretty much dominated the whole of the second half. They didn't get a sniff at a set piece, so fortunately we didn't have to defend one. But we know now, and sort of I was the guilty one against Whitstable. I held my hands up and said, "Yeah, it was me." But so we know now that at set pieces we've got to clock on and watch the first and the second ball in.
How good were the fans tonight in lifting the team, and how much can they play a part in the next four
games?
Brilliant.
They're brilliant. Everyone's seen the sort of 12th man poster that's up now and the flag on the wall and that. No, they do. They make a great contribution, and it's always nice to hear them singing and that and getting behind us. So, and I mean, it's just, yeah, that they are the 12th man, and it helps to have them singing us on all the time. So, no, thank you very much to them.
Have you got half an eye on the Cray game on Easter Monday, or are you 100% focused on Burgess Hill Saturday?
No, we just got to beat Burgess Hill next. I mean, you don't know what Cray are going to do on Saturday. We'll just do what we've got to do. We know if we win against Burgess Hill, beat Cray, then we're just concentrating on the next game, winning that, and then we'll worry about Cray and what they're going to do. But let's just let them worry about us, basically.
Last season you played in defence, you played up front, you played in midfield, but this season you seem to have played predominantly in midfield. Is that where you prefer playing?
That's because a couple of games ago when I played at the back I was shocking, and Dowse won't put me there that many anymore. I'm fortunate enough to be able to play sort of fairly well anywhere there, so when there's injuries or something like that, Dowse just shoves me in there, and I don't mind doing it. I'd play anywhere for the side, but fortunately I think we've got more cover this year in those positions, and therefore he hasn't had to chuck me in there too many times.
And how good is it to be back in the team, probably one of the first names on the team sheet? You missed a few games before this five game run. How frustrating was it, particularly the Fleet game? Sat on the bench watching that must have been frustrating.
Yeah, it was frustrating, but I think it's shown, like, I needed to sort of to sit out for a bit. I wasn't playing as well as I had been, went through a bit of a rusty patch, and after the casuals game I sat out for a few games, and it happens to every player. But come back and I'm really sort of chomping at a bit again, and it's nice to come back into sort of a side and win the games that we're playing, all bar the Whitstable one. So now it is nice, and I love playing. I just want to be on the side all the time.